And we are live from Dodge City. We got our final game of the doubleheaders. We have number 3, Frankfurt, 20-3 on the regular season, taking on the 6-seeded South Gray Rebels. These two teams actually met in the state tournament in 2009, the last meeting between the two teams, in which the Rebels won that one 66-38, and the Rebels went on to finish runner-up in that tournament. So a little bit of western portion of the state, which is kind of where we are, so a lot closer to home for the Rebel faithful's travel. And they're looking for the first state title since 2010. They've won two in school history, the other one being in 2008. They're coming from the Kinsley Sub-State Championship Sub-State Tournament. They defeated Brother Satanta 61-23 in the quarterfinals and defeating Spearville 54-42 in the semis before defeating Hodgman County 51-47 in the championship. And they had actually lost to the Longhorns twice in the regular season in back-to-back games on the 28th and 31st of January. And since then, they have won 8 of their last 9 games. As for Frankfurt, they have won 12 games in a row. Their last loss was in the TDL tournament back in mid-January, and they went undefeated 7-0 in the month of February. This Wildcats team, they're looking for their first state title, primed to do so. Should be interesting to see how this Wildcats team does. We've already seen one TDL team advance to the semifinals. We'll see if we can get another in. Jake, your thoughts on what we're about to see here tonight?
I think, again, this is a battle of TDL teams, like we saw with Donovan West earlier tonight, that are just prepared for a state tournament game such as this, whereas South Gray from Montezuma, you kind of previewed them a little bit, a league that's not as strengthening, if you will, when you're going through the regular season heading to a state tournament. And so I fully expect a Frankfurt Wildcat team to come out. This is a team that averages 48 points a game. They allow just 30. They love on the defensive side of the basketball, and they're really successful on the defensive end. This is a team that likes to force turnovers and get out and run and find ways to get easy buckets against their opponents. We'll see if they can do that here tonight and try to be the second TBL team to guarantee the spot a game on Saturday. Semifinals coming up on Friday.
We'll see what happens. We're going to go and step aside for a break. We have an interview with head coach Brian Ebert of the Frankfurt Wildcats coming up next here on 92.1 KMTA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
I'm joined by Frankfurt girls and basketball coach Brian Ebert after winning the sub-state championship against Osborne. You guys won that one 50-31. Coach, your thoughts on that game overall?
Well, I thought early on they threw a triangle and two at us, and I thought our kids adjusted well. You know, we've been expecting stuff like that. We've been expecting that jump defense. And that was an opportune time for them to, you know, put it out there and do it. But I felt like our girls were ready for it. The deciding factor, in my opinion, was our defense. We held them to 4 points in the first quarter. They averaged around 60 points, and we held them to 31. So I feel like our girls just really locked them down defensively. And, you know, we played well defensively, there's no doubt.
And then Hattie Gross offensively, she really locked in as well. She had over 20 points. Your thoughts on her performance, not just for that game, but just the season as well?
Well, Hattie does a good job scoring the ball. I felt like they didn't have an answer for her. She's kind of that in-betweener, I call it. She's a guard/post, you know, the true forward type. They just didn't have anybody that really could guard her. They tried to triangle two with one of them on her, and then they manned on us. And I just feel like we were able to counter whatever they threw at us. Hattie did a good job of being able to catch the ball and go score, whether it was in the paint or hit outside shots.
And Coach, tell us the importance of Taryn Parthamer. You guys are the lone senior on the team. She's an incredible three-point shooter. She defends well. Your thoughts on how important she is to the team as a whole?
Well, the thing about Taryn is, you know, she hits a three, you keep her out there and let her shoot, because she's that type of person that, you know, she's on. You better get her the ball. And I thought she really sparked us in the third quarter, hit two threes. It was almost like a back-breaking type of quarter, really, for us. You could just see that the Osborne was a little deflated, and our girls just, and the confidence just grew and grew.
And Coach Sydney Wapp, she's an incredible junior forward for you guys. Doesn't have the most length in the world. Sometimes she does tower over some of her opponents, but her ability to score is unprecedented.
Yeah, Sydney does a great job. She's that one post presence that we need, whether it's on the offense or defensive end. She does a really good job rebounding, and she's got a nice touch around the basket. So we're glad to have Sydney there. And then Emma Hardwick does a really good job defensively. She was our get-to-the-free-throw-line person. She was 7 for 10 on free throws. She did get in a little bit of foul trouble. So at halftime, we switched, and we put Breely on the girl Emma was guarding. And, you know, both of them girls, Breely and Emma, did a really good job on one of their best players, holding her to 3 points. So I thought, you know, overall, it was just a great team effort defensively, and the offense, I think, kind of came along with the good defense that we were playing.
And, Coach, tell us what it's like coaching number 11 for you guys. I mean, it's been a pretty special season for her.
Yeah, she's a fireball defensively. Breely does a really good job. You know, very proud of her. Obviously, not just as a coach, but as a dad, and excited to see her get to the state tournament, be able to play in a state tournament. So, it's definitely a rewarding factor.
And then the Dollinghouses, I mean, Lexi and Ashlyn, they bring so much to the table. It's hard to believe that Ashlyn is just a freshman. Tell us what you like about their game.
Well, Lexi is phenomenal at blocking out and just playing physical. You know, she doesn't have a lot of weight behind her, but she has that grit that we need. She does a great job defensively. And then Ashlyn just, you know, she's kind of like Taryn Parthamer. If she hits a shot, you better know where she is all night, because she can fill it up. So just being a freshman, I think she's done a really good job for us. You know, we're excited. Even for next year, you know, obviously this year isn't over, but we have a lot of pieces coming back for next year as well.
Yeah, future very bright for Frankfort. I'm joined by Brian Everett, the girls' basketball coach for the Wildcats. And lastly, Coach, talking about Tana, her ability to come off the bench, Tana Stoll. Your thoughts on the way she's played this season?
Well, Tana's another one. You know, we have several of them. Tana's just like Ashlyn and Taryn. You know, she's our three-point specialist. Get her the ball when we can. Try to get her an open shot. Hopefully she's hitting down shot or knocking down shots. But Tana is one of those that you better guard her. She had, I think, 4 threes against D West when we played them right after Christmas break. So she's definitely a you better guard type of person. And, you know, we're glad to have her and Ashlyn and Taryn out there be able to shoot the ball for us.
And, Coach, you guys draw the 3C in the state tournament. You guys are taking on Montezuma South Gray. And your thoughts on this matchup and the bracket overall?
Well, I think the bracket, you know, is good for us. Montezuma South Gray is, you know, a good team. They got some, a little bit of length maybe over us, but I feel like our speed and our quickness and our defense tenacity is definitely a key. You know, I think a lot of people around this area feel like our league is one of the better leagues as far as small school leagues in the state of Kansas. So, you know, we see anything and everything throughout the season. So there's really nothing that our girls are not prepared for. So I think, you know, if we could go out there and play the defense we've been playing the last probably a month, you know, hopefully we'll be successful.
Yeah, Coach, you guys are going to be waiting until the very final game of the night. You guys have the 8 o'clock time. You guys are going to leave Wednesday morning. Your thoughts on kind of the wait that you're going to have to endure and what you guys are going to be trying to do to stay loose?
Well, hopefully we're going to stop somewhere, you know, get some lunch and then have a shoot around somewhere about halfway and then get into Dodge City around 4, check into the hotel and then get another little bite to eat and then get to the game hopefully a little before 6 and kind of watch the game ahead of us and get ourselves as focused as we can and get ready to play at 8 o'clock.
Brian Ebert, the Frankfort Girls basketball coach. Last question for you here. How about the upcoming days here with this being recorded on Monday? What are some things you're trying to do to try to keep your team locked in, not just during the day of the tournament, but also these upcoming days leading to Wednesday?
Big thing is just enjoy it, but don't be just satisfied for making it. You know, go out there with the mentality of we have work to do, and we're not just going to settle for just making the state tournament. We want to be there on Friday and Saturday.
Great stuff, Coach. Ryan Ebert, the Frankfort Girls Basketball Coach, you're joining us. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We are live from United Wireless Arena here in Dodge City, Kansas. Here at Slubby alongside Jake Spaulding as we get ready for our final matchup of the night. The number 3 Frankfort Wildcats at 20-3 on the season, taking on the number 6 South Gray Rebels at 17-6 on the regular season. Should be a good one here this evening. We already got one CBL team in the semifinals. That's Donovan West after a 60-40 win over Central Plains. What a game that was. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later on in the broadcast. But a little bit about the South Gray team. They're from Montezuma, Kansas. It's their 5th state tournament appearance in school history. And they're looking for the first state title since 2010. That's one of their two state titles, 2008 being the other one. They come from the Kinsley sub-state tournament. They defeated Kansas 61-23 in the quarterfinals, Spearville 54-42 in the semifinals, and Hodgman County 51-47 in the championship. They actually had lost to Longhorn twice in the regular season in back-to-back games in late January before that penultimate matchup. And since then, they have won 8 of their last 9 games. A season ago, they were just 12-10, but they returned 80% of their scoring from that team. And about the Wildcats, if you haven't caught much of them, well, you've missed out, but they have won 12 games in a row. They've been a super fun team to watch this year. Their last loss was all the way back on January 19th in the TBL tournament against Centralia, and they didn't have Sydney Wapp in for that game. She was not available to play. They went undefeated 7-0 in the month of February, and they're making their 6th state tournament appearance in school history, and the first since 2018, looking for their first state title. So, if you're taking a look at this Frankfurt team, it looks to me like it's going to be a pretty even matchup in terms of how the styles of these teams play, the heights, and those sorts of works. What are your thoughts on this matchup here tonight?
I mean, I'm really excited. Again, you get to the state tournament, Jared, and it's, again, throw records out, throw those kind of things out. It's about what have you done for me lately. You know, we talked about that in the Donovan West game, and that was how D. West girls have found a way to play their best basketball towards the end of the season, and you saw a 60-40 win for them in the opening round, defeating 8-time defending state champion Central Plains. How does that shape up for Frankfurt? Well, similar style. This team's 7-0 in February. They're coming in on a roll right now, and they're finding ways to win and win in bunches. And again, it talks a lot about how good of a coaching job Brian Ebert has done here at Frankfurt. Again, 48 points per game, and allowing just 30 points a game. They focus on the defensive side of the basketball, and we're going to be saying Sydney Wobb's name a lot tonight, but you know who else we're going to be talking about is, we talked with Coach Ebert about, was Taryn Parthamer, a girl that can shoot from just about anywhere on the floor, and how consistent can they get her to be shooting tonight? I think that's how the Wildcats will go. Again, TVL battle-tested team, a team that faces tough competition throughout the season, and the TVL, I don't care who you are, where you're from, what basketball you've seen, the TVL is the top two conference in the entire state of Kansas when you look at quality of basketball.
Oh, there's no question about that. And what I love about this Frankfurt offense is their ability to play at all three phases. They have a true catch-and-shoot shooter, like you mentioned, is Taryn Parthamer. Knocks down that roll. Sydney Wapp is a true post inside. She can catch it inside and score from anywhere in the paint. And then you have somebody in Patty Gross, who's a leading scorer. She's a real slasher. She can shoot the three. She can also post up, and she can slash and make some plays into the paint. And they'll need her to get going, as she had 24 of the team's 51 points in their dominant performance against Osborne. So how did they get here? Well, they come from the Washington County sub-state tournament. They defeated Blue Valley Randolph 70-35 in the quarterfinals at home. Then they defeated Clifton Clyde 53-45 in the semifinals. A very tough matchup for that one. And then that was almost the finals in itself, because then you take on an Osborne team and dominate them 50-31. A team, like Coach Ebert said, is averaging 60 a game. They allow just 31 points.
Yeah, again, Osborne, they were the second-ranked team in this classification, and you hold them down to 31 points. A phenomenal effort, or 30 points, excuse me. That was a phenomenal effort by this Frankfurt girls team. They want to own the glass. They want to own the defensive side of the basketball court, and that's where they're going to find their best offense, is from the defensive side. Again, you mentioned that 51-30 championship win. Again, that wasn't just a win, Gary. That was a dominant win by this Frankfurt team, knocking out the second-ranked team in this classification. They are at the best right now of the season for this Frankfurt Wildcat team. I expect them to come out very comfortable, very confident, as they should be. Again, this is a team that's ranked 6th in the state. You know, maybe for me personally, looking at this, thinking that's a little bit disrespectful, you know, to a team like that. Same thing with, you know, Donovan West. They're going to be in the semifinal, the top four finishers. They're ranked 10th. And so the TVL not getting much love from the Coaches Association, but they're here today. They're going to try and win. They're going to find themselves in the semifinals if they do. I'm excited for this game.
You know, I think about the coaches' poll is, it's more about the wins and the losses and looking at the numbers. The coaches they're not really looking at every single game.
Right.
You never really can get that as a true gauge of how things really are around the state, but that's kind of just the only metric that we have. But now we have a true metric. It's all the teams, the best teams in the state, all on the court here in Dodge City to duke it out. Take a look at our starters. First four, the Rebels. Number two, a 5'7 senior, Hallie Mears. Number three, a 5'9 junior, Vi Helm. Number five, a 5'6 sophomore, Kylie Stapleton. Number 11, a 5'9 sophomore, Allie Reed. And number 12, a 5'8 senior, Alaris Granado. And for Frankfurt, number 1, a 5'11 junior, Sydney Wapp. Number 11, a 5'8 sophomore, Breeley Ebert. Number 12, a 5'6 junior, Emma Hardwick. Number 22, a 5'9 junior, Hattie Gross. And number 23, a 5'9 junior, Alexis Dollinghouse. As Frankfurt wins the tip, it actually went out of bounds, so they'll get the ball first.
Yeah, off the Rebels, out of bounds. 3 seconds off the clock, but Frankfurt...
a little bit much, but... The Gross gets the inbound, and we are underway here from Dodge City. Dribbles towards the middle. Signals for Dollinghouse to clear out. That's the far side. Here's Ebert. Touch the ball for the first time. Drive. Lob is too high for Sydney Wapp and out of bounds. It'll go to the Rebels. And as for this Rebels team, this is a team that is led by Helm. 15-6. 50.6 rebounds a game. How about 43% shooting as a whole and 30% from beyond the arc? She's got a fantastic touch. Stapleton with the ball, gives it the high post, drive right side by Granado. She kicks it out and turns it over. That's a Frankfurt crowd behind us now. You mentioned
that's
that
right.
Sometimes we've had an issue with having the home crowd behind us.
Usually, every single time I've been out here broadcast, I've had the opposite team's fans behind us. It's nice to feel a little bit more at home.
Absolutely. Gross dribbles to the right side. That's crossover dribble, goes to the far side. Hands it off to Ebert. And she'll fake the give. Dollinghouse now underhand scoop it to her. Top the key. Wapp working the post from the top of the key, and she'll hand it back to Hardwick. He'll set the play. Bounce pass far side, Dollinghouse from the wing. She'll give it up to Gross. Bounce pass is stolen away, trying to go to Wapp, who was in the middle of the paint. She didn't have a good shot at making that catch. Here come the Rebels. And a nice tip from Gross. Knocked the ball away. And a steal for Ebert. She'll push it up.
Each team with two possessions, Jared. Two turnovers each way.
Not a great start for either team. Drive by Hardwick. She kicks it out. And Wapp with it, top of the key. Still haven't had her first shot attempt of the game. Ebert, looking to the near side. Hand off to Hardwick, working near half court. Not anywhere near the basket. Bounce pass back to Ebert, to the near side. Wapp comes out the perimeter. Entry pass to Gross, turns around. Shot was blocked by Mears. It's loose on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs with South Craig
comes down to man-to-man defensive set, and they're in your face the entire time to start this contest, Jared. They're doing a great job of closing out on any kind of a patch and pass and catch. No opportunities for any drives here early on.
Listen, Matt Frankfurt is head coached by Brian Ebert. South Craig is head coached by Mindy Stillwell. Here's a handoff far side to Allie Reed. She drives baseline, kicks it out. Long two by Granados was good. And that's our first score of the ballgame. It's the 5'8 senior, Alaris Granados.
Frankfurt also running a lot of man defense to begin this game. A lot of screen action early on by the Rebels, allowing for that open shot.
Ebert dribbles to the far side. Nice deflection out of bounds by Allie Reed, the 5'9 sophomore, averaging 8-6 a game.
So earlier on, we're seeing this Frankfurt Wildcat team coming out, trying to run some motion offense here against this man-to-man, and not really having any availability because great help side defense by the Rebels.
And another steal. Going the other way is Reed, taking it away from Hardwick. Layup is up and good. Allie Reed makes it 4-0 Rebels.
Frankfurt's had 4 offensive possessions, Jared, 3 turnovers to start this game.
Still no shot attempts either. Ebert, far side wing, dribbles to the middle, gets the screen from Dollinghouse, lob up for Wapp, far rather near side, short corner. Nice spin move around, no shot up good from the near side below.
Sydney Wapp, great job on the baseline there. Catches it high. One power dribble, spins in the middle of the lane, lays it off the window.
They'll need a lot of her tonight if this team wants to come out victorious, advance to my final round. Stop, top, three-pointer on the way. Good from Kylie Stapleton. Stapleton averaging 9.2 points per game, second on the team in scoring, and second, brings a third in rebounding. Rose drives from the far side elbow, which is fouled, and she'll get the free throws here.
Good to see the aggressive take that time by Gross. Again, I've talked about this tight man-to-man by the Rebels. If you're not going to have easy access from a cutter from somebody away from the ball, you got to take it into your own hands, and Gross does that. Now she's at the line for 2.
Trying to get back within one possession here. First free throw on the way is good. That's the game finalized around our area leagues. Hanover, their girls team defeated Wallace County 63-32. Hanover's number 2 seed in 182. Out in Great Bend, and also Horton, the boys team, the 7th seed falling to Hayes TMP, 52-27. That second free throw from Hattie Gross is good. So 7-4, Rebels leading the Wildcats early, 4:52 to go first quarter. Cross half court, Reed hands it off to Callie Mears. Ball over her head. She gives it up to Granada. Had a two-point basket earlier, so hand it off to Mears. Stop at the free throw line. Pass deflected. It's thrown away by Grove. Leading scorer for Frankfurt. Look to Bush. She'll not have an open lane, so she'll slow it up. Bounce pass to the near side wing. And a good job shredding a defender is Ashton Dollinghouse. And gives it up to this freshman. What a year she's having off the bench. There's sixth man. Coming off the screen is Hardwick on the ball. Drive falling over. Shot above the glass is no good. And a rebound from Stapleton. Got bumped. Nothing called, though.
Again, I like the aggressive take, though, right there by the Wildcats. Again, get it to the rack as quickly as you can against this man-to-man.
Stapleton drives middle, and she's fouled on the arm. We'll see who that's against. Hopefully it's not against Sydney Wapp. And it will not be. It actually will be against Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Sydney Wapp, a player doing the middle of the paint. Of course, I mean, somebody's coming at you. It's hard not to foul from time to time.
No doubt.
Here's the inbound. Nice look. Shot up by Held. It's no good. It's only about a 5-foot shot, but she airballed it strong. The rebound goes to the Wildcats. 3:53 to go first quarter. Still 7-4 Rebels. Hardwick ball over her head. Brings it to the near side to Ebert. Gets a screen from Wapp. Goes to the far side and comes back to the right. He gets past her defender, lays it up and in. Nobody back door. And Brealey Everett with her first basket of the game, her second made field goal. Back to a one-point game.
Yeah, great job. Screen to the top of the key there by the Wildcats and Everett. An easy lay-in getting past the defender. On the other end, though, another foul here going against the Wildcats. This one's going to go against Gross.
And that one will go against, that was against Eddie Gross. It will be her first, team second. Inbound deflected by Gross in the corner and on the floor. She has it. It's going to be a jump ball as Vi Helm came over to get a piece of it, but possession arrow favors the Wildcats, so they force a turnover.
Fourth turnover here on South Crane, the opening frame. Frankfurt with four turnovers, so neither team, you know, getting away from the turnover bug here early on, but you're seeing the Wildcats slowly, calmly get back into this game on a 4-0 run at the moment and with the basketball.
Regan Mears is checking into the game for South Gray, a 5'3 sophomore. Nice crossover dribble by Ashton Dollinghouse. Ebert gives it far side wing to Hardwick, and a big screen by Watt. Almost turned it over, but gives it up gross to Watt. She puts on the floor from the perimeter. Now she retreats and handles from the 5'11 forward. Ebert dribbling to the near side, had it poked away. A good hands by Stapleton that time. Poke it free. It'll be inbounded near half court. Seems to me like Frankfurt has not really been able to get close to the basket so far.
Yeah, again, this defense by the Rebels, phenomenal. Extending this man-to-man defense, picking them up at half court, and really, again, on-the-ball pressure has been huge here early on.
Rose
yep.
traveled with it. She almost had it poked away again. Fantastic on-ball pressure by the Rebels.
Five turnovers now here on Frankfurt in the early going. 7-6. South Gray up by 1 under 3 minutes to go in this first frame, but you're seeing a Frankfurt team that just cannot find much offensively early on.
Three ball off the dribble from Hallie Mears. It's no good. Rebound for Ashton Dollinghouse to Frankfurt. If we're in for a slugfest, Frankfurt has had some experiences with low-score victories, so we'll see how that fares here in tonight's contest. Bounce pass from Ebert. Nice look for Gross. Fadeaway jumper from 3 feet. It's good. Hattie Gross now with 4 quick points. And Wildcats with their first lead of the game. They take the 7.
Great job here again by Frankfurt. Coach Ebert just telling his girls, stay calm. We're in this game. And they go on a 6-0 run to take the lead.
Hallie Mears with it. Far side wing to the top with the key for Stapleton. One dribble to the right. Now gives it up near side to Reed. Reed crossed over dribble over Dollinghouse. And a whistle and a blocking foul against Ashton Dollinghouse. Looked like a pretty good chance for a charge, but unable to get it though.
Yeah, Dollinghouse there just a little bit out of position. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second here in this first quarter. So Coach Ebert can leave her in the game though. And quick inbound pass is Stapleton able to knock it home.
That was well done. A quick shot for Stapleton. She now has 5, and the Rebels back in front by 1. Rose dribbles to the near side on a drive, and she'll kick it out to Hardwick. They'll reset the offense. Hardwick bounce pass to Ebert. High post catch Gross. Turns and squares. Now retreats to the perimeter. Crossover dribble. Lob out to Ebert. And they'll signal the play here with 1:38 to go. 9-8 Rebels. Hardwick far side wing. Pass fake. Ball overhead. Gives to Lock. Look for Gross
nice
down
look.
Low. It was a nice look, but the shot is off the right side of the backboard. and no good. Rebound to South Gray.
Frankfurt will take that all night long, though. Gross was posted up on the low block. Mono a mono. Just couldn't get it to drop.
Mears pass inside to Helm, and a foul, another foul against the Wildcats. And that'll be their fourth team foul already.
That's going to be two now on Dollinghouse, and now two on Hattie Gross for Frankfurt. So two of your starters in foul trouble here early on.
And they're both going to go to the bench here with Karen Parthamer, the senior, checking in the ball game for the first time. Lexi Dollinghouse back in the game as well. Nice blow by and drive by Hallie Mears, and she's fouled. That's already team foul number five against Frankfurt. 1:14 to go here just in the first quarter.
Again, you're seeing a difference with the two teams right now. Jared, South Gray is attacking the rim, and they're attacking the defense specifically. And that's why you're seeing five team fouls now, as that's the first on Alexis Dollinghouse.
First free throw on the way, and good for Hallie Mears, her first point of the night. Hallie Stapleton, the leading scorer for the Rebels right now, with five. Second one on the way is good as well, and Hallie Mears makes it 11-8 Rebels. So one possession game for Frankfurt. Harwick working hard on Regan Mears, and she's fouled. And Harbaugh kind of leaning into her a little bit, kind of sell it, but it works out well.
Well, I'm telling you right now, that's what Frankfurt needs to do. This defensive pressure from Coach Mindy Stillwell and the South Gray Rebels is really phenomenal, and should have been a turnover right there on Frankfurt.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to dribble it when you're inbounding, but the official missed it. They get the inbound.
We'll take it right now, though. Frankfurt kind of trying to get themselves into a good groove here offensively. Final minute.
1 minute to go. Hand off. Lop near side wing. A bunched area in the near side corner. Three Wildcats only about 5 feet around the basketball. Hand off to Harvick. She drives and she's fouled. And she'll get a couple free throws here.
That's the first time we've really seen Frankfurt. I've been talking about them attacking at the rim. That's a great job. At that time, you almost felt like Emma Hardwick was looking for the foul to come. She was looking for a body to attack, and she did just that, picking up the foul on Mears. That's going to be Regan's second.
First free throw is good for Emma Hardwick. Her first point of the night, and in the ballgame for South Gray for the first time is Jacelyn Huelskamp. 5'6", junior guard for the Rebels. Second one's on the way, and that one is good as well. 2 for 2 for Hardwick, and it's 11-10 with 45 seconds left to go. Wildcats trailing by one.
Fourth different Wildcat to score now here in the first quarter is Hardwick, and the Wildcats trail by one, nearly a travel there by the Rebels.
Three ball on the way, no good off the backboard for Stapleton, but an offensive rebound far side. Another crack at it. Drive by Helm. Shot no good, short, tips, and out of bounds. They'll go to Frankfurt with 26 seconds left.
These officials definitely letting the girls play when it comes to the rebounding. As bodies are colliding here early on, Frankfurt's got to be careful. Again, we talked about it, five team fouls here in this first quarter.
Frankfurt students behind us coming alive here, rooting on their Wildcats to take a lead before the end of the first quarter. Ebert being worked on. Before half court, she gets bumped. No foul is called. Pretty hard push by Stapleton. Still defending her. Ebert kicks into the corner. Wop thought about a three. She shoots those every once in a while, and Wop had it taken away. Helm took her cookies, going the other way, layup, good. Nice take by Helm, her first basket of the night, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. 13-10 South Gray. Set aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
For high-quality foods. They have in stock those hard-to-find items and are proud of their fresh produce. And they cut all their meat fresh daily. Use their app and save time and money. You can earn rewards and free items, along with exclusive giveaways. So download their mobile app today online at jnrmarket.com or find them on Facebook. JNR Market is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and Sundays 9 to 5, at 133 East 2nd in Frankfurt.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Kansaland Radio.
13-10 South Gray with an early lead after one quarter of action. 4 points for Hattie Gross, but she has two personal fouls. Ashlyn Dollinghouse also has two. Emma Hardwick with 2 points. Ebert and Wop also with 2 points as well. South Gray gets the ball to start the quarter. South Gray with her black-on-black spell dimension And Frankfurt with their white on whites, red letters and numbers.
Gross, we'll start the second quarter, Jared, with those two fouls. The travel here by South Gray will be now the fifth turnover by the Rebels. But that big storyline in that first quarter was five turnovers by Frankfurt in the first frame, allowing for run-out opportunities, points off turnovers for the Rebels.
Only six shot attempts in that first quarter. Frankfurt went 3 for 6. As for South Gray, they went 5 for 9. That's 55%. Everett with it from the top of the key, retreating towards the United Wireless Arena logo at midcourt. Pass to the near side to Harvick. Now top of the key to Gross. Ball over her head. She'll put it on the floor now. Hand it off to Everett. She also is going to dribble it back towards the midcourt logo. She gets up to Hardwick. It's one thing they did quite a bit in the first half, is kind of operating away from the basket a lot. South Gray with that tough on-ball
nice
defense.
Five.
Nice look down low to Woff. She's double-teamed. Has to get it out of there. Pass deflected out to Everett, though.
I'll tell you right now, Jared, if Sydney Woff looks at the basket right there, she had an easy bunny, but she lost control of it, kind of panicked, and took it back to the top of the key.
And a foul against Patty Gross inside. Trying to get the steal was Allie Reed. Instead, she picks up her first personal. We're already 1 minute, 1 second gone in the second quarter. And this is just the second possession of said quarter.
Frankfurt's got to get not only Hattie Gross going, but they've got to get Sydney Watt touches down low.
Inbound to Gross from the near side. Elbow, nice drive, but the shot too hard off the backboard. Rebound Rebels, and they're running. 2-on-2, and a nice dish. Shot up no good off the glass from Huelskamp. It goes out of bounds and goes to Frankfurt. They got away with the travel there as well.
Definitely did. Coach Everett talking to the official right now because on the other end, too, he had Gross attacked the middle of the lane, and she got pushed in the back. And Coach Everett's just saying, hey, guys, help me out a little bit here. And so, again, a good defensive job there by Frankfurt, getting a one and done. Now an offensive possession. Again, Gross got a touch last time, but Watt needs to touch the basketball.
Driving kick by Hardwick to Watt, working the near side corner. She'll give it back to her from the wing. Nice catch from Gollinghouse, and she'll give it up to Watt, working from just outside the near side block. She'll drive underneath the basket, and she's fouled going up, and she'll get a pair of free throws.
And that's why you get Sydney Watt the basketball, Jared, especially on the baseline. She's really good at a drop-step move. We've seen it a couple times tonight already. The junior forward needs to get more involved here on the offensive end.
First free throw is good for Sydney Watt. Quinter awaits the winner of this matchup. Quinter defeated Olby 57-47. We talked about how great those students were and got some pretty good students behind us as well. Second one for Wop on the way. Rattles out of there, no good. Rebound Rebels, 13-11 in favor of South Gray. 6:22 left to go, second quarter. Pass deflected, but South Gray secures on the possession and drive. Losing the ball goes up off the backboard from Helm. The putback is good.
Yeah, Helm just, she followed her own shot right there. Nobody boxes her out. She gets an easy cleanup and a deuce.
It's now 15-11. Sydney Wobb had it taken away. Nice hands from Reed, and they'll push it up ahead. Helm dumps it back. Mears drives middle. She loses it, and now whistling a foul against Frankfurt. I don't know about that, and hopefully that's not against Ashton Dollinghouse, but it is. And that's going to be her third personal foul at team foul number 6.
Yeah. Ball looks loose on the floor, and Dollinghouse diving for it gets picked up with the personal, and she'll get subbed out as Taryn Parthamer will check in.
She hasn't had a ton of playing time here so far this evening. Would love to get her going from beyond the arc, as Frankfurt has not been able to get a three-point shot attempt just yet. And I think, but Sydney Wapas, she takes it away from Granado. Turnover for Frankfurt. Hardwick hands it off to Everett. To Gross. Comes off a ball screen. Bounce pass. And Parthamer with it. She'll give it up to Everett. Far side wing. She'll dribble to the middle. Hand off. Hardwick in the middle. Bounce pass to Wapas. Off the foot of somebody, but not apparently a Rebel, because that would have been a blown dead. The play would have been blown dead. It's a jump ball. It'll stay with Frankfurt.
Yeah, right there. Opportunity was knocking as you had Hardwick driving left lane line in the corner. Wide open for a three was Taryn Parthamer. Instead, trying to find Sydney Webb on the back side. Kick ball, but jump ball. Possession stays with the Wildcats.
5:27 left to go, second quarter. Rebels up 15-11 on the Wildcats. Gross retreats to the corner. She'll try to find a lane. She cannot. She stops. She'll give up to Sydney Webb. Just inside the three-point line. Now she'll hand it back to Hardwick. I'll try to set things up again. She'll drive all the way to the basket, but she loses it out of bounds. Turnover to the Rebels.
That's 8 turnovers now here on Frankfurt in this first half. And in the first quarter, 4 points were off of the five turnovers by Frankfurt here in the second half. On this possession right here, it's huge. There's still 5:05 to go in the second quarter, Jerry, but this is a huge defensive possession.
Elmstead blood in the water, tries to drive, but she kicks it out. Three ball, no good, but wide open layup on the putback for Jacelyn Hulstan. Nobody underneath the basket to rebound the basketball for Frankfurt.
Yeah, short corner three opportunity was an air ball, but nobody was backside. Easy putback, and the Rebels have the largest lead of the game.
And Hardwick being talked to by Coach Ever says, you got to grab that rebound. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Frankfurt trailing 17-11 here at 92.1 KMZA.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Kansaland Radio.
Largest deficit of the game for Frankfurt. They trail 17-11. State quarterfinal action here from Dodge City as Frankfurt spring off against South Gray. Hardwick drives baseline. Tough shot. It's blocked. Contact, but no foul called as Mears will get credited with the block. Going the other way, Helms tries to bounce past it. It somehow gets through to Hulstkamp. Now it's loose, and it'll be, what do we got here, a jump ball? Looks like it. Possession arrow stays with the Rebels.
Maddie Gross still on the floor with those two fouls for Frankfurt. Frankfurt still man-to-man here defensively to start out of that timeout by Coach Evers. The Wildcats, again, it all starts on this defensive side here for them.
Nice head fake by Helms. She blows by and pulls up. No good from 7 feet. Also, Ashlyn Dollinghouse with three personal fouls. She is not on the floor at the moment for head coach Brian Ebert. Across that court, Harvard gives it up to Riley Ebert. And they'll operate starting from about 35 feet away from the basket. That's where Ebert is dribbling the basketball. That's the far side. Drive Hardwick. And underneath the basket. And she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. And Coach Stillwell loves that. Just some fantastic defense from the Rebels here so far this evening.
Nine turnovers now forced against the Frankfurt Wildcats. And that's a recipe, again, for an upset. We talked about it in Donovan West game earlier tonight. They forced 18 Central Plain turnovers right now. Just five turnovers for South Gray. Nine on Frankfurt.
Screen for Reed to drive, but she'll kick it out. She'll get it right back on the give and go. Shut up the glass. No good, but she's fouled. It was a nice pass from Kylie Stapleton from the near side corner. City Walk picks up her first personal foul.
17th foul for the Wildcats. For the rest of the way, it'll be bonus territory for the Rebels.
3:47 to go, second quarter. First free throw, no good. Short. No more crack at it here. On the way and good. High arcing free throw there for Reed, but she puts it home. She has three, and it's 18-11.
5-1 run here to start the second quarter by the Rebels, and their largest lead of the game now of seven. Rebels still in man-to-man defense, really causing issues on the Frankfurt offensive side.
Drive middle from Ebert, too strong off the backboard. It's no good, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. That's one thing, though, is Frankfurt, their ability to operate against the zone defense this season has been better than against the man-to-man, because when Frankfurt spreads out the floor, they're able to get some of their shooters open for three. They have a lot of really good three-point shooters, and they haven't been able to get any lanes to shoot any threes here this afternoon. They actually haven't shot one yet. First one on the way is good for Ruby Ebert. She now has 3 points after that make as Regan Mears is back in the game with two personal fouls.
Yeah, she's replacing by Helms to have two personal fouls. Now, that was a big call there against the Rebels' leading scorer. Has to go out of the game with two fouls.
16 fouls against the Rebels. Second one is good. Rattled off the rim, but still went through. And back to a two-possession game. It's 18-13.
Frankfurt, 7 of their 13 points, Jared, from the free throw line. They're 7 out of 8 from the stripe.
Love to see that. Mears with the catch and the shot. Air ball, rebound first. And a full court pass up ahead. Nice look, but off the hands and out of bounds by Ebert. It was a good look. That was kind of a tough catch, kind of a Willie Mays over the shoulder kind of grab, unable to secure it.
Yeah, Coach Ebert right there, he just said, hey, just do a long chest pass. That was kind of a high arcing pass. It was tough to gather for Ebert underneath the basket. 10 turnovers now on Frankfurt. Almost as many turnovers as points here with 3:05 to go in the first half.
Cross half court, going to her right is Reed. She'll pass it up to Huelskamp. Three ball on the way for Holly Mears is short, and a rebound by Hardwick, and she gets fouled. The call was a little bit late, but they still get Mears with the personal, and that's going to be keep on number 7, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1.
Should be a 1-1. The officials are discussing it, and...
Jonathan West game, it was you and Coach Perry noticing the 1-1. Now it's me and Coach Ever.
Yeah,
so.
You guys are all in sync, right? I mean, that's what you got to be. You're covering the teams that you love, the teams that you cover. You got to be in sync with the head coaches.
Absolutely. Free throws coming up for Emma Hardwick. Front end of the 1-1 is on the way, and it is good. More free throw makes have been keeping them in this game, as Jake alluded to. Now 8 of 9 from the charity stripe. 2:54 to go, second quarter. Make it a one-possession game right here. On the way. Good. She now has 4 points. And it's 18-15 in a one-possession game. And Reed will bring it across half court for the Rebels. Stapleton clears out. She'll go to the far side corner. Mears with the basketball. She's in trouble. Good defense by Hardwick. Gives it up. Get it right back. Now Mears in the corner. Pass deflected by Rose and stolen away by Hardwick. They do have a chance to possibly tie it up with a three ball right here. Lob across half court, gives it up to Hardwick, and they'll work in the half court offense that has not really been working for him here tonight. Hardwick sends away for a defender, drives to the back, and scores! Back the backboard. Emma Hardwick with her first field goal, she has 6. It's back to a 1-point game, and timeout is called by Coach Stillwell.
Great job by Emma Hardwick, all of the offhand chairs spinning in the lane, kissing it off the window, and it's a 1-point ball game.
We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 at KMGA.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids. KMZA.
18-17 Rebels of South Gray leading against the Wildcats of Frankfort. 2:16 to go here in quarter number 2. South Gray with the ball out of the break after a 6-0 run from the Wildcats. Reed with it, gives it near side wing. Touch pass from Stapleton to Helm. Pulls up off the triple and an air ball on a 13-footer out of bounds. It'll go to Frankfort, so a chance to take the lead for the first time since 8-7.
6-0 run right now by the Wildcats. It's all started on the defensive side, Jared, and then opportunities on run-out situations. But the half-court sets right now have gone through Emma Hardwick as travel here will turn it over by Frankfurt, their 11th turnover. But as I'll get to it, Emma Hardwick is finding some aggressive opportunities against that man-to-man defense against the Rebels. We'll see if Coach Stillwell will mix it up.
Still haven't seen a three-point make go in for Frankfurt. Only 1 for the Rebels. Far side wing, high post catch from Granados. Kick it out. Three ball on the way near side. Stapleton, and there's the all-broadcast jinx as Kylie Stapleton makes her second three ball of the evening.
Right on.
She now has 8. It's 21-17 for the Rebels.
Right as you're asking or talking about three-pointers, an easy bucket there. It's like for back-to-back turnovers now. That pass from Hardwick trying to get it to Gross and just too far. 12 turnovers now on Frankfurt, but yet Jared's only down by 4.
Hard to believe with 1:24 to go in the second quarter. Rebels with the ball again. Far side wing catch for Hallie Mears. Jump stop and good shot by Hardwick to poke that one away. And it's still be credited to Karen Marthenberg, the senior. Gross brings it up. Hardwick. Near side race to the
double
middle,
dribble.
And a double dribble, another turnover. That's 3 straight possessions for the Frankfurt Wildcats with the turnover.
Yeah, that time Hardwick, she was trying to switch from her right to her left hand with the dribble, and it kind of just bumped up against her. She grabbed it real quick and started dribbling again, trying to think that the near side official didn't see it, but the far side did. Turnover now number 13.
1:05 to go in the half, so plenty of time here for Frankfurt to get back with that one possession or even tie it for the break. Here's a 15-footer, no good. But an offensive rebound after the Granados miss. It's loose on the floor and a kick out. Still loose. And now a foul is going to be called, and a deserved one because Ebert had Granados tied up.
Everett was trying to go for the ball right there. And, you know, we had the best vision at it. Unfortunately, Coach Everett couldn't see it, but their arms were linked together, Everett falling to the ground, and they couldn't unlink them. And Coach Everett saying, hey, well, they were linked together. That's not something that you can't say that's just one player doing it. But nevertheless, that's going to be the first on Everett, but free throws here now for the Rebels.
Well, actually, I think it was not just the link-up that was the foul. I think it was the throw-down because Everett threw her down. I think that was when they got the foul. The free throw, spreading out of the 1-1 is no good with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Opportunity here for Frankfurt, a zone now showing here by the Rebels in the final minute.
Gross pass the far side to Hardwick, wing to wing, now to Watt, top the key, now right back, Hardwick. Crossover pass near side, Gross tries the three, can they get it first of the night? Short, and a long rebound goes out of bounds, it'll go to the Rebels.
Good look that time by Gross, just couldn't get it to hit bottom. Again, you see the Rebels, I talked about Coach Stillwell from South Gray, maybe mix up their defense, they do, an extended zone, it forces a shot, and they get a one and done.
So just 20 seconds left for South Gray to get their final shot of the half to the far side. A pass to Hielskamp. Three ball on the way to the corner. Air ball strong by Stapleton. Rebound with 13 seconds left for Everts. Hardwick pass across half court for Gross with 7 seconds. Dribbles the short corner underneath the basket with 5. Kicks it out with 3 at the buzzer for Hardwick. Good! And Emma Hardwick makes it a 1-point game at the half. An ugly half of basketball, but Frankfurt within one. A slugfest here in Dodge. We'll take a break. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up next here on 92.1 KM.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Should you buy a replacement electric motor or have your broken one fixed, let Hemi Electric in Seneca assist you in evaluating your electric motors. Hemi Electric can do on-site assistance for you on grain bin electric motors and any industrial applications you may need. Whatever works out best for you. They can rewind electric motors up to 500 horsepower and they travel a wide area to provide electric motor services. Call Hemi Electric at 785-336-3109. Hemi Electric, keeping the community wired.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Frankfurt trailing 21-20 against South Gray. State tournament quarterfinal action here from Dodge City. It was a wild and low-scoring first half. Let's get to some totals. First for the Rebels, 8 points for Kylie Stapleton. She was 2-for-4 from beyond the arc. 4 points for Vi Helm. 3 points for Allie Reed and 2 points apiece for Granados, Huelskamp, and Hallie Mears. And for Frankfurt, 9 points for Emma Hardwick. She was 2-for-4 shooting. And how about 4-for-4 from the free throw line? Also, 4 points apiece for Patty Gross and Riley Everts. 3 points for Sydney Watt. But the story of that first half, free throws and turnovers for Frankfurt.
Yeah, no doubt. Free throws for the Wildcats, phenomenal. 90%, 9 out of 10 in that first half. That was really what was keeping them in this game. The duration, at one point, they had 7 of their 13 points came from the free throw line. And they've continued that good free throw shooting, just 3 out of 5 for South Gray. But again, turnovers are the story right now between these two teams, because you look at Frankfurt, 12 turnovers in this game, and that's allowing for opportunities for South Gray. South Gray's leading the advantage of points off turnovers 10-2. So 13 turnovers by Frankfurt in that first half. 10 points off of those. Seven turnovers, by South Gray. Only 2 points for the Wildcats. That's a big difference in this ball game right now.
Yeah, absolutely. One really interesting stat to me that really pops out: Frankfurt field goal attempts 11, Frankfurt free throw attempts 10.
Yeah.
So they have not really been able to be very efficient on the offensive side of the ball, getting shots up, getting second chance points. They've just been able to kind of do one and done, but they are getting fouled and making their free throws.
And that's the thing, too, though, that, you know, we're saying all these stats and all these things that are negative, or either for. It's only a 1 point game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
Frankfurt
and Coach Ebert has got to be extremely pleased that his team's only down by 1 point right now, because this could very easily be an 8 to 10 point difference in this ball game, just strictly based off the turnovers. But free throws have kept them in this. Again, I feel like Sydney Wapp has got to get more touches down low for the Wildcats. Only 3 points in the first half. Only 1 field goal attempted by Sydney Wapp down low. Again, if it's not for Emma Hardwick, who found something, found a groove there, especially attacking the rim, she got the free throw line 4 times in that first half. That's got to continue as well. And then again, keep in mind, Ashlyn Dollinghouse didn't play very much in that first half. She's got 3 personal fouls, so she's had a majority of the second quarter. Frankfurt only down by 1 at halftime with Dollinghouse, you know, on the bench majority of that first half. Again, I think Coach Everts, you know, he's not happy they're down by 1, but you got to look at the positive flip of it is, hey, we're only down by 1. We're in this game, and there's a lot of game left to go.
Yeah, I'm sure if you told Coach Everts, hey, you're going to turn the ball over 12 times. You're going to have 11 field goal attempts. What are your thoughts tonight? Well, probably down by 10, 15.
Yeah,
you're only down by 1, so
right.
Definitely a positive takeaway there. I mean, of those 11 field goal attempts, they've made 5, so that's 45% shooting. They hope they can get some more shot attempts up in the second half and continue to make their free throws. But in terms of the half-court offense, I would love to really see them try to operate a little bit closer to the basket, because they are operating near half-court almost the entire time.
Well, we're talking about South Gray and their defensive prowess. Where Frankfurt started getting a little bit more rhythm was when South Gray switched to zone. You talked about that at the beginning part of the first quarter, midway point of the first quarter, about how Frankfurt's a very good team against zone. So South Gray came out with a great game plan with Coach Stillwell, man-to-man, and they're forcing Frankfurt to be out here by the perimeter, by the boundaries, and not allowing them to pack it in. That's when Hardwick started to drive in, get some opportunities at the rack. So if South Gray comes out of man, I look to see for Frankfurt to keep attacking with Hardwick, maybe get a little dish into the corner for an open three. But if South Gray comes out on zone, it's business as usual for Frankfurt, and you're going to see them really get after it. I will say one thing before we get to the second half. It's just that man-to-man defense, as spread out as it was, Frankfurt trying a nice weave offense. When you're running that weave offense around the perimeter, that baseline runner, whoever that is, for Frankfurt, kind of going side to side as we saw in that first half. You almost got to flash a little bit, come up a little bit higher away from the baseline to give your guards a chance at trying to get a high post hit or midway point of the lane in order to try and get that help side to sink in a little bit on a backside and then open up somebody on the outside for an easy shot.
Well, Cavs trail 21-20 at the half, a step aside for 60 seconds, and we'll come back with second half action here at 92.1 KMCA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Getting to our second half of action here from Dodge City between South Gray and Frankfort, with the Wildcats trailing 21-20. Got an update for you from 4A. Atchison, man, what a rough draw as they take home Bishop Miege, 6-8 Atchison, the 3 seed. And Miege up 38-26 at the half in Salina.
Tough draw indeed. And you're looking at 4A and the private school and the, you know, the, again, you know them because of Sunrise Academy, but Miege doing what Miege does. Also over 3A at Hutchinson is Silver Lake dominating already so far. And get Santa Fe Trail up 41-21.
Frankfort with the ball out of the break, and we are underway. Ebert drive, nice look, and finally to lay it up and in to start things off.
There's that weave action we were talking about in the halftime, a high screen, and Ebert right down the right lane line lays it off the window, and the Wildcats lead by one.
Frankfort in the 2-3 zone to start out the half there with their original starting five, and a hell of, oh man, that was a, looked like a pretty clean block by Hardwick from behind. They'll get it with the personal foul though. So in the game for Frankfort is Sydney Womp, Reilly Ebert, Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, and Lexi Dollinghouse.
I do like the switch early on here by Coach Ebert to go zone. Again, you got some kids that got some foul trouble. Protect them a little bit with some zone. It's just the first personal, though, on Emma Hardwick.
We are tied 22-22 after the first free throw was made by Helm, and she'll make the second one as well. So the Rebels back up by one. Helm was held to just 4 points in the first half, averaging 15 points a game. Gross drives left side, and she's fouled after a ball screen on the top of the key. And we on the floor.
Allie Reeves going to pick up her second personal. That's the third different Rebel with two fouls here in this ball game. Again, two fouls, not something you're really, really worried about here early on in the third quarter, but that second becomes a third, then we're going to be talking.
That's Dollinghouse fast to cutting Gross in the paint. Shut up, good from the far side block. And Hattie Gross continues to do what she does best. 6 points for her. One dribble. Mears now will give it up top of the key to Helm. Right back to her. Mears for three. Good. Near side wing. Hallie Mears. And that's their third 3-point basket of the game. Now it's five. It's 26-24 South Gray. Hardwick gets past the defender. Stops in the paint. Pull-up jumper for Sydney Womp on the give, and it's good from 10 feet out. And Sydney Womp with her second field goal attempt, her second field goal make. It's 26-26.
Going to get the 5'11 forward, a junior, some more touches. They do so right there. Now staying in zone on the defensive side. The one thing that kills you in a zone is outside shooting, and South Gray has shown that they can do that.
Helm pass to the far side wing to the corner, now top of the key catch for Mears. One dribble, giving it right back up to Reed. Touch pass, high post catch for Helm. And back into the corner. He'll be operating from the far side of the basket. Pass is deflected. Helm could make the catch in the post. It's thrown away by Frankfort.
Eight turnover.
Take the lead.
Eight turnover on South Gray, Jared. Sorry about that. It's good. Good defensive side on the zone defense by the Frankfort Wildcats.
Turnover from Dollinghouse. Pass in the corner, trying to get inside the walk. Going the other way. Drive and kick into the corner. Right back into the hands of Reed. Shut up and no good on a mid-range jumper. Rebound secured by Hardwick. So once again, points off turnovers. A weak spot for the Rebels. Hardwick hands it off. Ebert, three ball for Sydney Womp, and that misses everything, and Hardwick can save it, go out of bounds.
Again, you talked earlier about, again, Sydney Womp, she needs to take some shots. That time, it was top of the key three, just left a little bit short. Coach Stillwell will take a 30-second timeout.
So
26-26, 5:43 to go, third quarter. 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
1 out of 3 American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its 4th annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Gansaland Radio.
We are tied 26-26 here in Dodge City from United Wireless Arena. Jared Sleppy alongside Jake Spaulding. And a fun one here so far. Low scoring. A lot of mistakes for Frankfurt, but they are right in the thick. Near side wing catch for Mears. The far side for Stapleton. Pass fake, almost traveled with it. Pass deflected. Rose almost stole it away, but they maintain possession. Drive baseline from Mears. Bounce pass is loose on the floor. Rebels being sloppy with the basketball this possession. And a backdoor cut. Nice look. Foul and one. Renatos lays it up and in from the near side block.
Again, that was just a 50-50 ball that kept bouncing South Gray's way. And a great find from the backside, as Allie Reed skip passes over to Granados, who gets the bucket and one, second personal here on Emma Hardwick.
Spins the basketball and puts it up in the air, and it is good. So she now has 5. Rebels now up by a trio. Groves beating the press break. Dollinghouse makes the catch. She'll get it back to Everett, and they'll set the play. Hardwick from the near side wing. Pass fake to go to the far side with Groves. And Watt comes out of the perimeter, made the catch top of the heat on your side for Hardwick. Thought about the three, but holds on to it. To drive middle, jump stop, fouled, and one. Emma Hardwick again. And she now has 11. What a game for the 5'6 junior, Emma Hardwick.
Again, you just got to find an area in this lane against this man-to-man. Emma Hardwick, she's been the one girl that has been that aggressive, that's going right at somebody, and that's now the third personal foul on Hallie Mears.
Free throw on the way, no good. And rebound secured by Granados of South Gray. They're going to push off the miss. Mears gives up two cutting Granados. Lane kick out mid-range. Jumper good from 13 feet out by Vi Helm. She now has 8 points on the game, 4 here on the quarter. It's 31-28 with 4:38 to go here in quarter number 3. Here's side wing catch. Everett has a look at a 3. Didn't have her feet underneath her, and the ball is wedged in between the backboard and the rim. So it's a jump ball, and it'll go to South Gray.
Yeah, we talked about it at the beginning of this broadcast, Jared, about how this Frankfurt team is a phenomenal defensive team, and most times, they're averaging only giving up about 30 points a game. Here we are with 4:34 to go in the third quarter. The Rebels have 31 points here in this contest. The ball's still stuck.
Should I go and run up and try to tap it out?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe high school Jared would be able to get
it. Go ahead and get some play-by-play on how Sleppy's able to elevate.
We got another ball. They're trying to wedge it out. There's really nobody here with a vertical high enough to jump up.
I'm going to say that official right there with the basketball. I bet he could have got up.
Probably,
there.
Yeah, honestly, he could, but he's just being modest.
Yeah.
Again, 31-28, our score in favor of the Rebels. 4:34 to go, third quarter. What are some things that the Wildcats need to do to turn things around here a little bit?
Again, they got to take care of the basketball. They've done better about that here in this third quarter. But on the defensive side right now, the 50-50 balls, the hustle plays, are going South Gray's way. You've got to find a way. They've been in zone the entire third quarter so far. You've got to find a way to get a body on a body when a shot goes up, and any free ball, go get it.
High post catch for Regan Mears, and she turned it over. Rose with the steal. 2-on-1. Hardwick, wraparound passes off of Reed and out of bounds. She probably could have kept it and laid it up and in, but tried to be a little too selfless there. Sydney Wap was going along the far side. Either way, they'll maintain possession. Hardwick will be the inbounder as Jacelyn Heelskamp checks in for the Rebels. Low formation on the inbound. They'll lob it up to the perimeter. Rashlyn Dollinghouse, the freshman, with 3 personal fouls, and for the first time in the third quarter. Nice cut inside. Walk, fouled, and one. Sydney Walk cuts across the paint, makes the catch, puts it up, and banks it home with 4:09 to go, third quarter. It's tied up.
Once again, we got to get Sydney Walk touches. This is a 5'11 junior that just dominates and eats on the block. Gets a touch that time, absorbs contact, and puts it through.
Free throw on the way. Good. After a pretty fast-paced
pretty quick first half. This third quarter kind of dragging out a little bit. We're only halfway through this thing.
Tied up again at 31-31. Zone defense here for the Wildcats.
Three ball on the way, short by Helm, but an offensive rebound. Granados hands it off to Huelskamp, kicks it out. Helm will try it again. That one's no good as well. Tipped and out of bounds. It'll go to Frankfurt. I don't know about that. Looks to me like it was touched by Frankfurt on the line.
Once again, you're seeing South Gray doing the hustle plays. That was a shot. Should have been an easy rebound for Frankfurt, but no body on a body.
They break the press. It's 3-on-2. Walk down low. Far side block. Off the glass and through. That's the risk you take when you press Frankfurt. They have the speed and ability to finish around the rim. And Walk has 7 in the quarter, 10 on the game. And the Wildcats have their first lead since 8-7. A correction, they had a 23-22 lead right at the beginning of the half.
But their largest lead of the game, Jared. They're up by 2 here with 3:28. Again, defense is turning into offense now for the Wildcats.
Helm, one dribble, bounce pass, kick it out, drive, and lane, shot, and a jump ball.
Wow.
As ever. And Reed, we're tied up there.
Great call by the official right there. He was all over it. It was just he basically did the motion of clapping his hands, which means that the defender had their hand on top of the ball and the offensive player had their hand underneath the basketball. Easy call, good call, Frankfurt basketball. 10th turnover on South Gray.
Another press attempt from the Rebels, and to your point, Reed trying to fall to the floor to get the call, but she could not get it. Dollinghouse to the middle of the court, Gross, and they got another 3-on-2, and Everett will drive, bounce pass, walk, fumbled it a little bit, now turn, fire, and just off the rim, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. And we got a Rebel injured here underneath the basket. And
she's holding that ankle, Jared. She definitely landed on it wrong and rolled it. She's in some good pain.
I'll go and step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
33-31, Frankfurt leading here against South Gray from Dodge City. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Still have an injured Rebel on the court. And this place, I mean, it's very silent. I mean, understandably so. It looked like a pretty nasty rolled ankle.
Yeah, definitely something that, you know, when you have these opportunities to really focus on one player's right now, I think it's Jocelyn Huelskamp for South Gray, who picked up the personal. She was going against Sydney Wapp, able to get to her foot. And I say that because she can't put any weight on her left foot. The ankle that she rolled, able to hop off as the athletic trainer here from Dodge City Community College at the United Wireless Arena, helping her off. Also Coach Mindy Stillwell helping her off. Again, competitors to a degree, and then if something like that happens, you know, everybody's hoping that she's going to be okay as Huelskamp. Again, 2 points on the game was a big difference maker for the Rebels. On the defensive side, that's going to force coming to check back in for the Rebels, Allie Reed.
Free throw for Wapp on the way, and good. What a quarter she's having. She has 8 now in this quarter. It's 34-31 Wildcats. One more try. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Second on the way. Good. How Sydney Wapp, we were wanting her to come alive in the second half. She certainly has done that. Largest lead of the game. Far side corner. Lob it out as they are extending that zone out to the perimeter. Far side corner with it. Stapleton. Nice look down low for Granados. Left to kick it out. Right left side by Helm. Shut up. And no good. Body swung on the floor. Granados with a putback is good. As Sydney Wapp couldn't get the charge call. And Granados with her 5th point of the third quarter. She has 7.
Again, full court pressure by South Gray. Easily broken by the Wildcats, though.
Near side corner, Ashlyn Dollinghouse to the catch. Dribbles it to the wing. Gets it out to Hardwick. Pass fake to the corner. Ball over her head. She'll give it up to Breely Everett. On the near side wing with 2.5 to go. Go to the far side with Hardwick. Wapp working in the interior. Nice look for Gross. Pulls up a footer and knocks home. Beautiful feed. And Gross takes care of business. She has 8, and it's 37-33 Wildcats.
They're just finding some great in-the-key opportunities.
Three-point response is short from Mears, and a rebound by Watts. Try to kick it out with some hands on the basketball, and they'll say it's out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfurt.
Really looked like that was deflected out of the hands of Sidney Watt, but you're going to keep it here with South Gray, as Coach Everett was thinking along the same lines as us over here, but the Rebels will keep possession.
At that point, you would almost more want the tie-up because, I mean, they keep the ball, but then you switch the possession arrow in your favor. Either way, South Gray with the basketball. Here's the three ball just to the right at the top of the key. It's no good, and the ball is tipped out of bounds.
Going to get a foul here, actually. Great box off that time. Ashlyn Dollinghouse has not played a lot in this game because of three personal fouls, but able to put a body on a body. Personal foul number two now on Alaris Granadas.
That was Allie Reed with a three-point attempt. That was off the mark. Dollinghouse makes a catch near side wing into the corner forever. Now it's fast. Into off. She'll kick it right back out to her. She'll dribble to the far side and reverse course after being stopped by Allie Reed. Zone for the Rebels as well as Hardwick had it poked away from her. Out of bounds will stay with Wildcats as Taryn Parthenberg will check in, the lone senior on this Frankfurt roster.
Again, great defense by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. She'll get a little bit of a breather here, but Parthenberg checking in, and got to thank that Frankfurt. Okay, they're up by four right now. Zone switch up here defensively for the Rebels.
High post catch for Gross. Couple dribbles, turns, fires, call it off the rim. Eddie Gross again. She has 10, 6 in the quarter. And it's 39-33. Wildcats, 19 points in the quarter for Frankfurt after just 20 in the first half.
Timeout, South Gray. A big timeout here because the Wildcats have came to life, Jared. They are finding their way. Largest lead of the game now of 6. It all starts on the defensive side for this Frankfurt team.
1:10 to go in the third. We'll step aside for 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
39-33, Frankfurt in front with 105 to go. They've scored 19 points in the quarter after just 20 points in the first half. Enter pass to Helm. It's off of a Wildcat foot, so it'll be out of bounds. Down low on the inbound for South Gray with 59.8 seconds left in this third quarter.
Again, Frankfurt's found so much success, Jared, switching to the zone defense here in the second half. Now they're going to switch it up again. We're going back to man-to-man now for the Wildcats, trying to keep the Rebels off the glass and out of the score column.
Reed gives up to the corner to Beers for both in the middle. Gives to Reed into the corner near side for Granados. Wells sweeps it and gives it up to Beers. One dribble right back to Granados. 42 seconds left as the Frankfurt students are coming alive here behind us. Granados will give it up top to Tina Stapleton. Double dribbles, kick it out. Nice head fake from Beers. She'll give it up. Fantastic defense from Frankfurt in possession. Third corner catch far side and Reed is bumped and fouled on the floor.
Actually, a good foul right there for Frankfurt because it's only going to be the first on Taryn Parthenberg, just a third team foul. South Gray was past Parthenberg there, had an easy lay-in opportunity.
29.4 seconds on the clock. Driving right side is Helm. Kick it out. Three ball on the way. Good. And that's from Kylie Stapleton. That's her third three of the night. She has 11. It's a three-point game with 15 seconds left.
Yeah, you got to know where number 5 is on the floor, especially around the perimeter.
Can they get another buzzer beater like they got in the second quarter? That was from Emma Hardwick. Ever with it now, 7 seconds. Dribbles to the near side, into the paint, shut up, and didn't get a good shot attempt up, but she fouled with 4.1 left.
Great attack there by Ever. Once again, Frankfurt's finding success, driving into the lane, forcing the officials to call the contact. Now for the rest of this game, And that's going to be free throws for the Wildcats, as that's foul number 6 on the Rebels.
Number 3 on Granados. First free throw for Everett is good. Her dad, Brian, on the sideline, talked about how proud she is of the way she's been playing this season. She has 7 here tonight. Second one's on the way. That one is good as well.
Talked about how phenomenal this free throw shooting has been for Frankfurt. It's continuing here in the second half.
2 seconds left, 1, and Helm is tripped up, no foul called, and that is the end of the third quarter. It's 21 third quarter points. They lead 41-36. We'll go to the fourth quarter in 60 seconds here, 92.1 KMCA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
12 points for Sydney Walk, 11 for Emma Hardwick, and 10 for Hattie Groves. It was a fantastic third quarter for Frankfurt.
Absolutely. Frankfurt found their groove again. The defensive switches by Coach Everett really frustrated South Gray in that third frame. It turned out some opportunities on the offensive side, and Frankfurt starting to heat up a little bit. Now up by 5 as we begin the fourth quarter.
11 shot attempts in the first half. 10 in that third quarter is a pass that's high, deflected, stolen away by Hattie Groves. But it's stolen right back. Layup is good for beating it, rather, excuse me, by Helm. And Helm leading, actually second on the team in scoring for South Gray as they beat the press. And Wap has a look inside and she scores. She had 9 points in the third quarter. She has a quick deuce to start the fourth. 3 ball off the dribble, short, but an offensive rebound. Drilling to the near side, and a whistle and a foul is called after the Allie Reed offensive rebound.
Looks like that's going to be on Hattie Gross, her third. Team foul number 4 on Frankfurt.
43-38 Wildcats, 7:26 to go in the game. Inbound, comes out to the perimeter. Helm with it. Gives it up to Nears. Gives it right back. 3 ball on the way. That
wow.
was off the backboard and in for Kylie Stapleton again with her fourth made 3. She's made one in every quarter, and she is 14, and it's 43-41 Wildcats.
Rebels finding their groove as far as just getting some open shots. That time is actually a contested shot, but thrown up, and why not if you're Stapleton? You made 3, now make 4.
And a whistle and a foul on a reach in against Helm. And that's going to be team foul number 7 already for South Gray.
Opportunities are knocking right now for Frankfurt with 17 fouls on South Gray. Free throws coming the rest of the way now for the Wildcats.
Frankfurt is now 15 for 17 from the free throw line with that one going in. Erin Parthamer with her first point of the night.
You think Coach Everett preaches free throw shooting at practice because of the way these girls are shooting it right now? They could do it with their eyes closed as I jinx them on the free throw.
Second one was off the right side. Rebels with the rebound. They're looking to press. They're push it, excuse me. And turnover. Allie Reed dribbled that one a little out too far in front of her. And she got bumped a little bit, but nothing was called. Harwick brings it up. Gives it to Everett. Far side wing dribbling to the near side. Hand it off to Gross. And Gross hit it. Torn away from her by Reed. 2-on-2 fast break. Reed staying up the right side. She's bumped and fouled by Parthamer.
15th turnover on Frankfurt now in the ball game. As she's not being strong with the basketball right there. Run out opportunity as Allie Reed will go to the line to shoot a pair on the foul.
That'll be the second against Parthamer. Team foul number 5 against Frankfurt. Front end on the way and good.
South Gray team's not going to go away, Jared. They're definitely, I mean, again, they came out hot. Now they're finding a way to battle themselves back in. Again, the way they were able to have success against Frankfurt was forcing turnovers and get points off of them.
She goes 1-for-2. The second one's no good. Rebound by Sydney Watt of Frankfurt. Holding on to a 2-point lead with 6:25 to go. Don't go anywhere, folks. Got a good finish here from Dodge City. Pass near side to Everett. Dribbles towards the middle. Screen from Watt. A loose one at that. She gives up her dribble and back to Watt. From about 25 feet out, she'll hand it off to Gross. Goes to her right. Hands it off. Everett. And right back off to Gross from the far side wing, dribbles towards the middle. And she'll drive left in the middle. Jump shot good. Stopping and popping. She has done that a lot here in the second half. She had 6 in the third quarter. She has 12. And it's back to a 4-point lead for the Wildcats.
That's what you need from Hattie Gross right there. Again, aggressive in the middle of the lane. Elevates and a lethal teardrop from Gross.
Very well done. Near side, corner catch, driving baseline is Reed. Gets past Barthamer, nice wraparound pass to Helm. And can't get the shot to go from the middle of the paint, but an offensive rebound. Somehow getting it to Granados, and she lays it up and in.
That's twice that we've seen Granados be the benefactor of a kind of a scrum and a scramble there. And just throws it off the window, gets it to go through.
She now has 9, and it is 46-44. Wild catches in the middle of the paint, shot no good. Gross throws it up, falling over, and a rebound for the Rebels. They don't have numbers, but still looking to push his helmet. Gets around Everett, lays it up and in. By Helm already with 4 points in the quarter. We are tied 46-46. Barthamer with a catch in the far side corner to give up to Hardwick. Screen to come to the near side and a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Everett.
Good timeout here by Coach Everett because right now Frankfurt on the offensive side, they're not getting the whistles their way and they're kind of out of sorts. He takes a full timeout.
Set aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
46-46 with 4:56 left to go in the game. What are some things, Jake, that were working in the third quarter that haven't quite really gone Frankfurt's way to start this fourth quarter?
Yeah, definitely. You're seeing a Frankfurt team that's kind of getting sped up a little bit on the offensive side, and they're driving, they're doing the things that were successful for them in the third frame. The difference is right now is that they're not getting the calls they got in that third quarter.
It's looked in low for Gross, but she dribbles out to the perimeter. We'll get a handoff from Everett to get it right back. Near side wing. Dribble to the near side wing, and they'll take on this 2-3 zone. High post catch, Wop. Turn around, 15-footer is good. Sydney Wop now with 16. What a second half for Sydney Wop. 13 points in this second half. 4.5 to go.
Jared, we talked about it at halftime. You've got to play through your 5'11 forward and junior Sydney Wop, and she has responded here in the second half.
Reed lobbing it down. Look at what it's stolen away by Sydney Watt. Trying to feed it inside to Vi Helm, who's having a heck of a second half in her own right, but taken away from her is Sydney Watt. And the Wildcats get the ball right back.
Man-to-man here for, or check that, still the 2-3 zone here for South Greg.
Gross is blocked, and the rebound secured by Kylie Stapleton, and they'll call a foul against Frankfurt on the rebound. And that will go against, they're going to go with Emma Hardwick on that. Foul, I believe.
I think you're going to change that to Taryn Parthamer or check that. No, you're right. That is Emma Hardwick.
Yeah, the 2 and the 1. We're on the opposite side of the scores table, so.
And just the 6th team foul on Frankfurt. So no free throws, but from the rest of the way now, every time a whistle blows, one team shooting free throws.
Hardwick also picking up her 3rd personal foul. 4 minutes to go. We've reached the halfway mark in this fourth quarter. 48-46 Wildcats leading against the South Gray Rebels. Driving right side, stopping, popping, shot off the backboard, no good.
for Stapleton. Rebound Frankfurt.
Aggressive rebound by Ashton Dollinghouse, and she controls it, gets it off to Gross, who will bring it across the timeline. That's where Frankfurt needs to win this game, is on the backboard, on the rebounds.
South Gray, a lot of pressure at half court as Everett makes the catch near side wing. Dribbles middle, bounce pass to Wap, it's thrown away. One-on-one in transition is Hellman reaching out and getting a hand on it. It's Hardwick, and they get her with a foul. And Helm falling hard to the floor. She's okay. She gets up and is ready to shoot a couple free throws. It's a good recovery by Hardwick. Showing off her speed there, but it is going to be her fourth personal foul.
Hardwick now with four. And yeah, this is what South Gray wants. They want to get turnovers and get out and run.
Front end is no good for Helm, so it'll be Frankfurt lead no matter what after this second free throw. Second one's on the way, and it is no good. 0 for 2 for Vi Helm. Rebound Sydney Wapp. It's 48-46. Wildcats, 3:20 to go.
Two very huge missed free throws there for South Gray. Frankfurt has to take advantage on the offensive side.
Harvick goes to the far side to the wing. She'll try to drive, but is reversing course. She'll hand it off to Gross from the top of the key. Drive, kick. Ashton Dollinghouse for three for the freshman. Short. Long rebound. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Hattie Gross. She'll get it out of there. Frankfurt with another opportunity.
Back it out here. Run some more time. You got the offensive rebound. That is a huge offensive rebound that time.
Harvick gets away from Helm. Under three to go now. Driving middle. Gross. Driving kick. Ebert. Top of the key. Helm playing some really tough defense here. Hand off to Dollinghouse. And the freshman reverses back to Harvick from the half-court logo.
Love the weave action. We saw this a lot in the first quarter into the second. You got to take care of the basketball.
Gross to the lane to drive on the handoff. Drives right side. Shot no good. It's short. Loose on the floor underneath the basket. Picked up by Dollinghouse. Hands off to Hardwick. She had a strip, but it's going to be a reach in. And that will be free throws for the Wildcats, which is what they want because they are shooting that lights out.
The 50-50 ball we talked about in that second quarter into the third quarter, the hustle plays, they were going all South Gray's way. Now you're seeing Frankfurt diving bodies, keeping possessions alive. That's the fourth personal now on Granadas.
Run into the 1-1 is good for Emma Hardwick.
I wasn't going to talk about free throws that time, Jared, because last time I spoke about it, particularly that was the fourth on by Helms, not Granadas. That's a big foul on Helms. As Coach Ebert from Frankfurt wants to take a timeout, Jared, we got 2:20 to go in this one. The Wildcats clinging to a three-point lead.
A step aside, you're listening to State Basketball here, 92.1 KMZA.
For high quality foods. They have in stock those hard to find items and are proud of their fresh produce, and they cut all their meat fresh daily. Use their app and save time and money. You can earn rewards and free items along with exclusive giveaways. So download their mobile app today online at jnrmarket.com or find them on Facebook. JNR Market is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and Sundays 9 to 5 at 133 East 2nd in Frankfort.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Kansaland Radio.
Second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound. Hardwick in the good for Sydney Wapp right out of the break. And it's now 51-46. Frankfurt with 2:10 to go in the game. Going end to end is Reed, a whistle and a foul on the floor against the Wildcats. So that will send now the Rebels to the free throw line.
That second chance opportunity there by Sydney Wapp. She's played massive here in the second half, clearing the lane, finding a way to get that board, putting it back up and through. She's been the difference maker for the Wildcats. That foul, though, called is number four on Ashlyn Dollinghouse.
She had just one shot attempt in the entire first half, and she's really come alive with 15 second half points as the front end of the 1-1 is good for Allie Reed, who now has 5 points. She hasn't had a field goal make since the first quarter. It was one of the first baskets of the game. And a sophomore with one more opportunity for the Rebels. And that is good. So we're back to a one-score game. It's 51-48 with 2:09 to go. A little bit of pressure brought on the backcourt.
Man-to-man defense here by South Gray. Once again, Frankfurt has continued to run your weave offense. It's been successful near carry, but a foul prior to it will put Frankfurt to the stripe with Hattie Gross.
That was Regan Mears. Not a full lot of contact with that foul. And Gross, as you mentioned, will go back to the free throw line, and what a big second half she's had. She had 6 points in that third quarter. As for Regan Mears, that's her third personal foul, team foul number 8. As it is good. And by the way, excuse me, number 9 against South Gray. So Gross now with 13 on the evening. One more to go here with 1:57 remaining. Bends the knees and lets it fly. High arcing free throw is no good. And another offensive rebound. Wop, putback is up and good. She has 20. 8 here in the fourth quarter. It's 54-48 Wildcats.
Hey, you know you're shooting phenomenal from the free throw line, but if you miss it, I want Sydney Watt down on the block. And she got another offensive rebound and another putback and a turnover here by South Gray. The Wildcats getting all the momentum on their side.
Here's dribbled it off of her foot. They have no answers for Sydney Watt. Timeout is called by the Rebels. 54-48. Frankfurt with the lead. 1:40 to go. Step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Whether you're a business or a family with health equipment dependent on electricity at home, it's a concern. Have you considered a standby generator system? Let Hemi Electric in Seneca show you their line of Kohler generators. There's a perfect size to fit your requirements from residential to commercial, and Hemi will provide local installation and service. Call Hemi Electric for Kohler generators, 785-336-3109. That's 336-3109, and on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
54-48, Frankfurt in front by 6 with 1:40 to play. They have the ball out of the break. Ashton Dollinghouse being bound against the press for South Gray. Double team by Ebert, and Ebert travel.
Huge turnover here by Frankfurt as Ebert saw the double team come in the short corner, and that was a tough place to catch the basketball. Shuffled her feet. Now the Rebels have the basketball underneath their own basket, triggering it in.
Allie Mears will lob it up for Helm on the top of the key. That's the near side. Three ball for Allie Mears. No good up the left side. Rebound for Ashton Dollinghouse. And she'll hand it off to Ebert. Falling to the ground. And it passes to nobody. It's stolen away. Now it's loose on the floor and out of bounds. And it'll go to Frankfurt. So bit of a break there. As Ashton Dollinghouse kind of panicked a little bit as soon as she got the ball, she was dribbling it, Ebert, she was dribbling it up, and she tried to give it to somebody, but there's nobody there trying to receive the ball.
Yeah, big break there by the Wildcats. Now they have an opportunity to trigger it in once again against this full court pressure.
Ebert, the inbounder, she'll get it to Hardwick. She's double teaming, gets bumped and fouled by Stapleton, and that will send them to the double bonus.
Big free throws impending here by Emma Hardwick at the line, but once again, you know, if you're South Gray right now, your coach, Stillwell, number one is who I'm looking at on that rebound opportunity if there is a miss. This is where Sydney Wapp has made hay here in the fourth quarter, getting those offensive rebounds on those free throws.
Fortunately for South Gray, that is just her first personal foul for Kylie Stapleton. And the first one is no good for Hardwick, who's been so good from the charity stripe here tonight.
Again, keep in mind that this free throw, if it's made, will push this to a 3-possession lead.
Largest of the game. Is that one is good? 55-48 lead, 1:20 to go. Rebels got to work in a hurry here. Helm hands it back to Allie Reed from the top of the key. She'll pass the far side to Allie Mears.
Frankfurt stays man-to-man against this possession here for the Rebels.
Mears double dribbles, had it poked away, but getting it right back. Stapleton has it, dribbles to her right. Single leg dribble. Fires the three off the dribble.
Wow.
Good! Stapleton with her fifth three-pointer of the night. She has 17 against the press. Rose from the near side corner. Cross-court pass to Dollinghouse. Bounce pass at half court to Hardwick.
Great press break that time, and a smart play by Emma Hardwick right there. Jared, as she gets across the timeline and then just expects contact to come, it does, and Hardwick back to the stripe for a pair.
Regan Mears with her fourth personal foul. That sends them, well, I guess they already were in the double bonus. First free throw for Hardwick on the way is good. She has 13 points on the night. Hasn't had her best second half. She has just one field goal make, but in that second quarter, she made big difference with that, especially with that half-court buzzer beater. Second free throw is good as well. 57-51, 45 seconds left. Again, they got to operate in a hurry. Right, we're going to see Regan Mears with it. Crossover dribble. It's tipped and a steal for Sydney Wop. It's going to be a foul against Helm. And I believe she's done.
Yeah, by Helm. Not the game that she wanted to have. Not the game that the South Gray Rebels needed her to have. Nevertheless, her game will come to a close here.
35.3 seconds left. Helm finishes with 12 points. Incredible effort for their leading scorer on the season. You know, B. Granados checking back in the game for South Gray.
Sydney Wop at the free throw line, Jared, for two massive free throws here. This would extend it to a three-possession game by making just one.
First free throw for the junior is good. Hard to believe that this is a Frankfurt team that's only going to graduate one to hunt pretty much everybody back next year. Sure, they're destined for a deep run in this season's postseason, and they'll probably be back here again next year. Second one on the way, good as well. She has 10 points on the quarter. She had 9 points last quarter. She has 22 points, and it is 59-51, 30 seconds left to go. Rebels are running out of time. Mears spins in the lane, bounce pass. Turning jumper good in the middle of the paint for Allie Reed. Her first field goal since the first quarter. And timeout is called. So 22.8 seconds left. Looks like Frankfurt just has to take care of business here.
At this point of this game, you're going to have to make your free throws, which, again, Frankfurt shot the ball phenomenally from the stripe. And let's talk really quickly, since we have a break, Jared, about Sydney Wop. At halftime, Wop had 3 points. And we talked at the Wilson's Direct Motors Tatters halftime show about what needs to change in the second half. You're only down by one, 21-20, but what has to be different? And that was Sydney Wop having to get touches in the second half. And boy, has she responded here in this second half, as now in the ballgame, 20, 21, 22 points for Sydney Wop. That's 18 in the second half from your junior forward that you knew she'd have to have a big game against this South Gray team because her guards are so good from South Gray. Don't take anything away from how they played defensively here tonight. But Sydney Wop is just a difference maker for a reason. And she's the reason right now that Frankfurt is up by 6 and hopefully trying to salt this game away from the free throw line.
Couldn't agree more. Winner of this one will take on Quinter on Friday at 6 o'clock. Donovan West has already locked in their spot in the semifinals. They'll take on Norwich at 2 o'clock on Friday. Norwich, the number 1 overall seed. Quinter is the number 2 seed. Frankfurt is the 3. Donovan West, if Frankfurt holds on to this victory, to be the only lower seed advance to semifinals. Everett still trying to get across that court. Throws with 14 seconds left. Gets it across that court. Far side to Hardwick. In the middle of the floor, 10 seconds. Hardwick trying to get away from the double team. Hands off to Rose. Gets bumped and fouled by Mears. And Regan Mears has fouled out of this game as well.
Phenomenal job of press break in this final 2.5 minutes as well. By Frankfurt, only one turnover, Jared, facing the press in this fourth quarter. That's massive if you're trying to not only win a game, but salt a game away. You got to have guards comfortable against the press. They've got those guards, and Frankfurt is going to move on to Friday's semifinal matchup against Quinter, who really had a good test against Olby in their first game. And hopefully for our sake and for people back home, we want to see a TBL state title matchup. That's still alive.
So, Jake, how many turnovers now does Frankfurt have here for the game in total?
I've got them with 17 turnovers.
12 of those in the first half.
Yep.
Very impressive stuff. Turn that around. First free throw on the way for Gross. Stands good. So they're going to do a not-sponsored 4-for-4 substitution here. 14 points for Gross now. As in for the Wildcats, Caitlin Combs checking in
on the far side in the paint. Also is Ellie Studer. Katie Keller checking in, and so does Tana Thole, as the second free throw is good for Hattie Gross. 15 points for
Larissa Schreiner. Also checks in for Frankfurt. So nice job there by Coach Ebert to get his full team into the game tonight. For the Wildcats period, we're going to move on.
61-53, the final. Frankfurt in the semifinals. We'll wrap this one up here in a couple minutes in our postgame show here on 92.1 KMCA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
61-53, Frankfurt on to the semifinals as they defeat the South Gray Rebels. Jared Sluppy alongside Jake Spaulding to wrap this one up. Take a look at our final stats. First for the Rebels, 17 points for Kylie Stapleton. Also 12 points for Vi Helm. And what a performance from both those two. Helm fouling out with 35 seconds left in the game. Also 9 points for Granados. 8 points for Allie Reed, 5 points for Hallie Mears, and 2 points for Jacelyn Huelskamp. And for Frankfurt, Sydney Wop, 22 points. She goes 8 for 10 from the floor and 6 for 7 from the free throw line with 5 rebounds. What a performance from her. She is going to be your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank with no question. Also, fantastic performances from Emma Hardwick and Hattie Gross. They both finished with 15 points apiece. Hardwick was 8 for 11 from the free throw line, and Hattie Gross was 5 of 12 from the floor and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Also 8 points for Breely Ebert as well. She was 4 for 4 from the charity stripe, And a free throw goes in for Taryn Parthamer at the end of the game as well. So, Jake, your overall thoughts on this one?
I'll tell you, first off, is that mid-game adjustments by Coach Ever were phenomenal. Whether it was changing up a defensive effort, whether going from man to zone or extended zone or switching back to man, it was timely every time he did it. And the biggest thing that really changed in this game, well, I guess there's two things that changed. Number one, Frankfurt found a way to control the basketball better in the second half. 13 first-half turnovers. I know that, you know, the statisticians that give us papers, you know, they had them only at 12. I had them at 13, and I'm going to take my own stats for that. 13 in the first half, 19 for the game. That means you go from 13, you cut your turnovers in half in the second half. You're not allowing those run-out opportunities. Again, 13 turnovers, 10 points off of turnovers. Do you know how many points off turnovers they had in the second half? I'm talking about South Gray. They had three. 3 points off turnovers in the second half. That's a big difference here in this contest. And then also, the Farmer State Bank player to bank on. Sydney Wop stepped up in the second half, and Coach Ebert got his guards together and said, we've got to flow through our 5'11 junior forward. And they did just that. Whether it was getting a touch on the block and turn around Jay, or an easy lay-in, or how about getting an offensive rebound on a missed free throw and putting it back up and in. That happened twice for Sydney Wop. She was phenomenal in the second half. She's the reason why she's the player to bank on is because she made the biggest difference in the second half, in particular, allowing Frankfurt to move on to the semifinals on Friday at 6 o'clock. Jared, we look at our teams, we look at who we've got in, you know, going to state. You know, last Saturday we're texting about it, Sunday we're talking about it, and we have got two teams out here so far, still have Centralia next week, but two teams out here so far that are going to be going to a semifinal game on Friday with the opportunity, if they both win, we'd have a TVL state championship game. How crazy would that be? But Frankfurt, the 3 seed, stays alive here tonight in a phenomenal game. That wasn't everything that they wanted it to be early, but they turned things around. And again, you're going to get everybody's best shot at a state tournament. You got to know that. Coach Ebert knows that. And the Frankfurt Wildcats are moving on.
Some of the stats that really jump out to me here, Jake, we have 30 free throw attempts in the game, 31 field goals. We kind of talked about that trend. I think it's more to the absurdity of the amount of free throws they shot, especially in the second half. They shot 20 free throws in the second half. They were 24 for 30. That's 80% from the charity stripe for a free throw shooting team. That's a little less than 60% as a squad this season. But on the game, they shoot 58% on the entire game, 18 for 31, 65% in the second half. They didn't make a single three in the second half. They only made one in the first half. That kind of just goes to how Frankfurt can play different, multiple styles of basketball. I talked about kind of, I believe, in the first quarters when I said this is a Frankfurt team that sometimes needs to rely on the three ball. They did not have to do that tonight. They proved me wrong in a big way by getting some shots in the paint on some putbacks. About Sydney Wop on the offensive glass, there seemed like there was two, maybe three times where off a missed free throw, an offensive rebound right underneath the cup and just laying it right up, up and in.
Exactly. I mean, again, that's opportunities that the hustle plays, the 50-50 balls, South Gray was getting them in the first half. Second half, Frankfurt turned that around. They jacked up the intensity. They were hitting bodies on the deck, finding a way to get a loose ball. Again, effort and hustle is something that's very hard to coach. It's an innate trait that kids need to have. And these kids right here, they've got it. They're moving on. 8-point victory over a very good South Gray Rebel team.
61-53, our final score. That's going to do it for us. Fantastic work. Jake Spaulding alongside Jared Sluppy. Kurt back in the studio making us sound great as always. Here from Dodge City. And what a performance it was from everyone involved.
I just want to make sure we tell everybody, too, that's listening right now. Tomorrow we've got coverage here from United Wireless Arena at 2 o'clock. Centralia Boys will be here on 92.1 FM. You're going to have Axtell Boys tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. and trying to get two more TVL teams into the next round here at the state tournaments. Opportunity's knocking right now for TVL to represent. We got another day of it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And have a great rest of your evening. This has been State Basketball here on 92.1 KMZA.